Let's talk about taming the tongue. If you are able to tame your tongue, so much goodness will happen in your marriage. You have to understand that the tongue is a powerful, powerful tool. In fact, it says it corrupts the whole person. It sets the whole course of his life on fire and of in itself set on fire by hell. Your tongue can be the very reason why you and your partner are never at peace. And God comes to us and he speaks to us in James 2 and 3, and he goes to where he speaks about the tongue, where we need to tame that tongue, because he gives us an illustration. It's like the same as a horse that has got a bridle and a bit to control that horse. The same as the ship has a rudder to steer it, that little part of the ship can steer the entire ocean liner to change direction. Well, the same with your tongue and my tongue. We need to control it, because it is like a spark that can set up a fire into an entire forest. Yes, the responsibility to tame this beast in our mouth is ours. But it's so easy that we use this tongue to blame somebody else, to judge them, and to spit fire at them. But the very tongue we can use to bless, to caress, and to speak blessing over our partner. So the choice is yours and mine. What will we do? We have the power of speech. We have the power to choose to decide our tongue for building up or for destruction. No wonder when it starts James 3 where it says, tame the tongue. Because we need to find how to put this tongue on autopilot so when it speaks the truth in love. When it speaks grace. My friend, if your marriage is in rack and ruin because of your tongue, repent. Take accountability and say, it's my fault because I just cannot tame my tongue. Come to the feet of the Lord and say, Lord, help me. I have caused so much havoc, so much pain, so much discourse because I cannot control my tongue. But today is your day to say, I want to act biblically. I want to tame my tongue. Therefore, like this powerful brute horse that you want to control, use the bit to just gently rein that horse in and to control your tongue. Speak love. Speak words of love. Speak encouragement. Edify your partner and use your tongue as a powerful tool for the betterment of your marriage. Because in God's eyes, your marriage does matter, but you have your part to play. Tame your tongue. Be encouraged. It's never easy, but it is possible. God bless you.